Welcome back to another broadcast. This is part two of dealing with the subject on trauma, and our spring verse is in Psalm chapter 147, verse 3. It says, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." When I see the word broken in heart, if you look at the root word, it means to burst or to break. And of course, that's what God wants to do. He wants to heal those individuals who have been wounded at the innermost part of their being, which their heart is bursting or it's severely wounded. And he wants to bind up the pain or the wound that they are experiencing. We gave some examples in our last broadcast about different types of trauma, and this will be just a quick review. If you really want to find more details about it, you can contact me at lessonsforthechristianlife@gmail.com, and I'll be more than glad to try and get you a copy of a previous broadcast. But these different types of trauma would be physical, psychological trauma, sexual abuse, being abandoned, growing up in a household where there's substance abuse. Traumatic event for a child is having their parents separate, having one of their parents die, having one of their parents end up in prison, children watching their father beat their mother, someone having mental illness, and the type of behavior that they display can be traumatizing to those who are in the household. A parent attempting suicide, a parent dying, like I had shared before. We have a lot of people coming from foreign countries, and many of those individuals experienced civil war. I know quite a few people who were from Liberia, and they came here with the wounds of war, seeing people that they know and love die. Our military men coming back from whether it's Afghanistan, people still dealing with the traumatic events of the war of Vietnam, natural disaster. Maybe you surviving a tornado, or you were in your home and it caught on fire, an automobile accident, being sexually abused, being raped, being attacked, like in a violent crime. These are just some examples of traumatic events that people can experience. And these traumatic events deeply distress, or they cause intense feelings of fear and helplessness or horror in the individual that experienced them. And some of the side effects or symptoms that they may be experiencing could be disturbing dreams, distressing thoughts. They lose interest in important activities or even holiday activities. They can't experience all their full main range of emotions, sleep disturbances, lack of concentration. They're hypervigilant. They're always trying to protect themselves from any kind of injury or harm, maybe sadness or guilt, depression, signs of alcohol abuse, drug abuse. They can't seem to get along with individuals on the interpersonal level. They lose work because of their inability to get along with people on that interpersonal level. That was just a quick review. A few statistics I said I'd share. Did you know that 70% of adults in America have experienced at least one traumatic event? So in our lifetime, most of us will experience a traumatic event. Not all of us will react the same to that traumatic event. Some of us will be able to overcome that. Some of us will be more wounded. Some of us may experience distress afterwards, and some may even be diagnosed as post-traumatic stress disorder. There is hope for individuals like that. I'm not afraid of that label. That's a label just saying someone's been traumatized so much by an event that just by time transpiring, the effects of that event are still wounding them, causing fear, causing distress, causing horror, and they've not been able to overcome the results of that traumatic event. And that's all that's saying. And there's going to be 20% of these people, the 70% of our country who experience a traumatic event, 20% of them are going to go on to be diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. That's 13 million people. One in 13 adults will develop post-traumatic stress disorder. and 1 in 10 women will develop that. They're twice as likely as men to experience post-traumatic stress disorder. And I ended my broadcast last week by saying, well, does God mention anything about trauma in the scriptures? And I had talked and shared just for a moment that, yes, Job was an individual that not only was he attempted and had this opportunity to display his integrity toward God, because there was that conflict between Satan and God, and Satan making the accusations, but these events that Job experienced were all traumatic events. So let's look and see what the scriptures say. And I'm in the book of Job, chapter number 1 and verse number 15. And here we can see that Job, his traumatic event, one of these, was losing everything that he owned. So loss of possessions. The Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Another loss is while he was yet speaking, verse 17, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Job experienced loss of possessions. Now, we're not talking about somebody stealing your car. We're talking a man having all of his possessions stolen from him. And then people that he knew, whether he loved them or he cared about them, as an employer, he had at least that relationship, as we just saw in verse 15 and verse 17, that all of these people who were in his employ, his servants, were slain. It says again, the Sabians fell upon them, took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. I remember just coming into work one day when I worked back in the steel mill, and I was getting changed in the locker room, taking my street clothes off to put my work clothes on. And a guy said, hey, did you hear about Doc? And I said, no, what happened? And he just shared how Doc, who had lived with his mother, they were doing some cooking. There became a fire in the apartment. And they had backed away into a closet in the bedroom to try and get away from the fire because they couldn't get out, hoping that the firemen would relieve them. And of course, they died from smoke inhalation. And I remember the disturbance that it had on my heart just hearing about one person that I really didn't know that well and them dying. Put yourself in Job's spot. These are people with whom he interacts every day, people with whom he has a work relationship, people that he likes, people that he leads. He's seen them work with him. He's seen them have families. He's seen them get married. He's seen them have children. These are not just numbers of employees. These are people whose lives interacted with Job. And all of a sudden now, he learns that they've all been murdered. This is a traumatic event for him. And then in verse 16, there's natural catastrophe. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven and have burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Now, he was not in that natural catastrophe, but yet that was a natural catastrophe that had a traumatic impact upon him. And then in verse 19, we see not only does he lose his servants, he's going to lose his family. And those of us who have buried family members, I've buried my father, I've buried my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, I've buried my sister. I guess it doesn't get any closer to dad, sister, and your wife's parents. That's about as close as you can get besides your own kids. And each of those was just heart-wrenching, disturbing. You didn't get over just because the service was over. Days went by, weeks went by. It just wounds you to the core. Look what it says in verse 19. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. So now we find out that Job is now not only losing his possessions, not only learning of people with whom he has a relationship have died, not only the natural catastrophe, now he loses all of his children in one event. Then we go to chapter 2 in verse number 7. I'm kind of going along quickly because most of us are familiar with the story of Job. In verse 7, that it says, "So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown." So now not only does he lose his family, now he loses his health. And for him, this is another wounding event. We're calling it trauma. It is an event which causes intense feelings of fear, helplessness, or horror. He is being wounded at the core of his being. He loses his health. And then he's been abandoned. We've seen in some of the statistics that I gave where parents may abandon children, and that can be a traumatic event for them. But look at verse number 9. "Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die." And here's an individual, Job. He's losing everything. He's lost all of his wealth and his possessions. He's lost his servants. He's lost his family. He's lost his health. And now his wife turns against him. Or it doesn't just have to be wife. It's those people that is in your network of people that you believe care about you, who you're counting on to be there for you in the midst of the most difficult times of life, and also to be with you on the high points of your life. These are the close-knit people. You want them to be there with you when you celebrate the great things of life, but you want them to be there with you when you're going through the most difficult time of life. And what happens? He's abandoned by his wife. And then all the way in chapter 42, and I'm using this because we'll see that it gets undone. In chapter 42, verse number 11, and the topic is social rejection and judgment. If you know the book, his friends come to him and they point the finger at him and just basically say he's a hypocrite. He's lived like he's holy. He must not have been, because now God is bringing judgment on his sin. And so he's been socially rejected and he's been judged. But in chapter 42, verse 11, "Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house." Well, where were they? All of these people, his brethren and his sisters and all that were his acquaintance, they weren't there with him eating bread. They had all abandoned him. Everybody rejected him. Social rejection, abandonment, loss of health, loss of family, natural catastrophe, murder of his servants, loss of possessions. Job is a prime example of an individual who's experienced trauma. And by looking at his life, we can find out what you and I can do to help individuals who've been traumatized. And we can even find out from this account in Scripture what we should not do. If we do the things that we should not do, it will just make their situation worse. But if we learn from Job's experience and what's been recorded in the book of Job as to how we should help them, then we can be a blessing and an encouragement to them. Christians do not have an exemption status for avoiding the difficult times in life. You may have already experienced a traumatic event, or one may be coming for you. We will all face them. At least 70% statistically have been recorded as experiencing them. So join us again on the next time as we look at the Scriptures to find out what we should and should not do in helping people who've been traumatized. So until the next time, God bless.